When egg prices spiked at the beginning of the year, we shouted it from the rooftops. We ran around like, well, Chicken Little. So we thought we should note that egg prices are down. So is the price of milk. But the news at the gas pump isn't as good. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, to take a look at prices. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
And start with eggs. We know prices soared. It was up to more than $5 wholesale for just a dozen. That was in December. Now down, you know, 99 cents, $1.40. Again, that's wholesale, so that should show up in lower prices on your store retailer's shelves. We know it's in part to inflation cooling, but remind us, why else are prices coming back down?
Well, this is the industry's recovering from the outbreak of the bird flu, which we know there was a culling of tens of millions of hens. And people were shocked. If you have a print in your mind that I've always paid 99 cents to $1.50 for a staple commodity that would never spike to kind of $5 a dozen, you still have some raw PTSD in your head. I mean, it is helpful to see these things sell for a buck or $2 again. But there are others that are saying we were in denial the whole time because we have so much factory farmed eggs going on. And these kinds of things, such as avian flu outbreaks, can decimate an entire industry.
Let's just repeat that. Factory farming can lead to, you know, a huge, huge swath of animals being killed by something like the avian flu. What about milk? Why has that price come down?
You see a mean reversion. There was also inflation in milk all across the board because of the various supply chain issues and coming out of the pandemic. You remember beef was jeopardized because you had very high transmission of COVID and COVID tragedies going on in the meatpacking sector. And so the entire industry is trying to contort to understand what a kind of a normal, a median or mean demand is for things like this. Certainly when you have a flu and a culling like that, it's a shock. It's like an oil crash. And coming out of it, I think that you have a lot of people meeting that price for supply, and now there's more of an equilibrium, so it remains to be seen.
Speaking of oil crashes, let's take a quick look at gas. Saudi Arabia announcing it's cutting production by 1 million barrels a day starting in July. We know this has happened several times. Gas prices will then drop, then OPEC cuts supply, and prices go back up before dropping again over and over. Why is Saudi Arabia cutting production?
Because it is a cartel. It isn't a pure supply-demand dynamic. If you sense weakness in the global economy, and again, we have incredibly resilient economy, as you saw from the last jobs report. But if you're seeing that there's an opportunity for slack, as the producer of choice, you can jolt a price increase into the market unilaterally by doing this. And certainly we've seen that there's no love lost between the king-to-be in Riyadh and the United States.
Yeah, so less gas available, more people want it, prices go up. Just quickly on the eggs, I'm assuming this will help farmers. They are, you know, have so much to deal with, including the effects of, you know, volatile weather. But tell how will the price drop affect them?
I mean, you see that there's more visibility in kind of egg prices and demands. I mean, a lot of people out there would have been, you know, fallaciously saying that, oh, farmers must be loving life right now because egg prices are shooting up to wholesale $4 or $5 a dozen. In reality, there are enormous costs going around, labor costs in the agricultural patch, technological costs. So this is cold comfort across the board. And certainly we're still feeling inflation across the board.
Right. And I'm sure they'd rather have their chickens. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.